From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry continues his diplomatic discussions in Vienna Tuesday with members of the International Syria Support Group on ways to bolster the cessation of hostilities and humanitarian aid to besieged areas. Monday, a separate international group led by the U.S. and Italy agreed to back Libya's call for a lifting of sanctions and arms shipments. Italy's Foreign Minister Paolo Gentiloni said Libya's stabilization is vital.
With stabilization, we can fight terrorism. We can assure development to a country with rich potentialities, but with a strong humanitarian crisis now. We can tackle the migration issue. We can develop the resources of Libya. Without stabilization, we risk tensions, divisions, and intra-Libyan fights.
An embargo was imposed in 2011 to end militia violence. U.S. Defense spokesman Peter Cook, meanwhile, said small teams of U.S. Special Operations Forces are on the ground in Libya to gain intelligence on the Islamic State.
Effectively meeting and getting a better sense of the players on the ground, so that we have a sense of, for example, ISIL's presence in Libya.
While the West has ruled out any kind of intervention in Libya, the U.S. has conducted airstrikes against IS targets. Detained Ugandan opposition leader Kizza Besigye has been transferred back from the country's remote northeast to a Kampala prison. Besigye lost his bid to unseat longtime incumbent President Yoweri Museveni in February. The opposition leader was arrested and charged with treason after taking part in a mock presidential swearing-in ceremony. This is VOA News. Leaders of Armenia and Azerbaijan agreed Monday to a ceasefire and peaceful settlement of the conflict over the breakaway enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh. The Vienna meeting was organized by the Minsk group involving the U.S., Russia, and France. U.S. spokesman John Kirby says Washington wants to see an end to the fighting.
This isn't about arbitration or mediation, but it's important to us to see the tension de-escalate, to see the violence stop, to see the ceasefire observed, and to see the parties start to work towards a better outcome.
The meeting was the first between Armenian President Serzh Sarkisian and Azeri leader Ilham Aliyev since last month's clashes that killed dozens. They agreed to meet again in June. Parts of Hong Kong were shuttered on Tuesday as part of a drastic security measure as the city prepared for a rare visit from one of China's top-ranking officials. Zhang Dizhong, who chairs China's communist-controlled legislature, was the first senior official to come to Hong Kong since the 2014 Occupy Pro-Democracy demonstrations. Authorities are preparing for protests from residents opposed to China's tightening grip on the Asian financial hub. North Korea appointed a career diplomat as its new foreign minister. Former vice foreign minister Ri Yong-ho served as the country's top negotiator in past nuclear disarmament talks, including rounds with the U.S. in the 1990s. Some analysts say Ri Yong-ho's appointment may be an effort to revive diplomacy between the isolated nation and the rest of the world. Hundreds of workers at a network of oil camps in the Canadian province of Alberta have been ordered to evacuate in the face of advancing wildfires. Rachel Notley is Alberta's premier.
The fire is moving north at a fairly good pace recently crossed Tower Road. A mandatory evacuation has been put in place for several small camps along Astra Road, and it amounts to about 500 to 600 people being evacuated north to Suncor and Syncrude.
The fires are burning around the oil sands town of Fort McMurray, largely spared from earlier fires that torched tens of thousands of hectares of land. A Stockholm court Monday sentenced a Swedish citizen of Rwandan descent to life in prison for genocide and war crimes for involvement in the African country's 1994 massacres. 61-year-old Claver Baron Kitty, who moved to Sweden in 2002, was sentenced by a Rwandan court in absentia in 2007 to a 30-year prison term. Billionaire investor Warren Buffett has taken a billion-dollar stake in high-tech giant Apple. His decision comes as Apple stock skidded to its lowest level in 2 years. Apple shares rose on the news of Buffett's investment. The investment made earlier the year before the company reported its first quarterly revenue decline in 13 years. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.